www.thebeatmaker.com.
Winter weather once again, hampering some people while bringing joy to lots of others who get to ski in it, slide in it, or have a day off. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're through with all your shopping, and if you're celebrating the holidays already, good for you. Hope you had a chance to get together with your family. We, during this hour of America Tonight, have some great people we're going to introduce you to, including a woman who was in Afghanistan as a female subcontractor, actually a GM running a NATO subcontractor in Afghanistan, and faced incredible things for the 3 years she was there. She came back to her native Australia with a case of PTSD, and she had just some incredible stories to tell as well. Also some stories about how wonderful the people were there. And you think of now what's happening with Afghanistan and the wicked game that Hamid Karzai is playing as far as bilateral agreement, signing it, not signing it, kind of holding us up when we clear the decks in December of 2014. Of course, we'll never fully be gone from Afghanistan, but when we're talking about the amount of troops that we would have invested there significantly would dwindle. Maybe some could argue not enough, but that's all kind of in the wind now at this point. So we're going to chat with her coming up a little bit later on this hour of America Tonight. Plus, we have our weekly NFL re-rack, some of the highlights and lowlights, you might say, across the league. And who doesn't have a favorite NFL team, even if you're not a huge football lover? There is that thing of rooting for the home team, especially when they're getting closer to the possibility of a playoff berth. And that is happening. There are teams that are on the bubble. There are teams that are getting closer to the possibility of seeing that happen. And sadly, one of the worst things heading into the weekend was a 17-year-old girl in Colorado who is in a coma after being shot point blank in the head at her Colorado high school. And she's described, of course, by all the people that know her as one of the nicest teenagers there, one of the nicest people, and here she is in critical condition. She was hit Friday when a student came in with a shotgun. Carl Halverson Pearson walks into the building, apparently had a grudge over being benched on the debate team with the librarian slash teacher, and he's looking for this person, can't find him because students have warned the teacher to get out of the school. And unfortunately, this young girl is hit point blank, like I said, which leads to the problems for somebody who had suffered severe head trauma before, which is what happened with her. So, you know, everybody and their brother is praying for her to pull through after another school shooting. I mean, can you imagine? So this kid had to have some smarts, and he got upset, I guess, that he was not going to, he was not going to be the person that was chosen. And the story is getting a little bit deeper, and more is starting to come out about the kid, that speech and debate was his life, and the fact that he wasn't there made him upset, tense, angry enough to get a pump-action shotgun with ammunition strapped to his chest, a machete, and Molotov cocktails, and head for the library. That's what he was doing. He hit one round down a hallway and then shot this 17-year-old Claire, who just happened to be sitting nearby with a friend, and he killed himself because they started to close in on him. So his intent was malicious. It's frightening. And this poor family of the 17-year-old Claire Davis, they have to just sit, pray, wait, and hope that she comes out of it. It's so frightening to think over a situation of being on this team, of the disappointment of that leading to that. Obviously, there was something inside of him triggering it. And one of the Molotov cocktails, by the way, went off. And this is, here this is in Colorado again, not too far from Columbine. So it reopens the discussion about schools and plans and guns and who should be armed in the school. Should there definitely be armed guards? And what can you do to keep your kids safe, whether in high school or whether they're in elementary school or middle school? And the answer is there is no 100% guarantee of safety no matter what you do. However, at this point, I surely hope every school has some kind of an emergency plan. That the second something goes wrong, as fast as they can respond, they're there. That they have checkpoints about coming into school, locked doors, patrols, all that kind of thing. It still doesn't guarantee that this wouldn't happen. Because he got in just a normal day. Nobody's expecting that from this kid. And then, boom, that's it all of a sudden. But tell that to the family of the girl who was hit. Or thank goodness some of these students realized something's not right here, warned the librarian to get out of the school, or who knows what would have happened there. Oh, awful. So think about that as you're going about your daily business as to what it is that really is the right thing to do here. There was a big push by the Texas governor to allow kids on college campuses to be armed. If they could have a conceal and carry, they could have that weapon with them. And there are more thoughts about making this a reality because of some of the things that we're seeing on campuses and in these schools. But it can happen at any age range. Doesn't seem to be a limit to this. And if nothing else, if I were a parent, I would say an armed guard, for goodness sake, find it in the budget somewhere to have that armed guard and to take the precautions of what doors are locked and what are your procedures for picking kids up and getting in. But when it's student on student, too, that's pretty difficult. And then at this school, there was no metal detectors. They weren't looking for this. And here these schools, you know, Columbine, which really kicked everything open 14 years ago, and this school, very, very close. All right, as I said, coming up on America Tonight, we got a couple of really great guests that we're going to introduce you to next on the show. We're going to talk about Afghanistan, but we're also going to talk about the problems with finances. Everybody sees now sometimes Christmas comes along, holidays come along, and people just say, you know, I'm strapped, but I'm spending every cent I have because I got to get all those presents. But we're going to introduce you to a financial man who says, beware, there are some things that you should be careful that you're doing when you're spending your money. Be careful that you don't forget to pay yourself and save, save, save. Don't blow off retirement. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount. Discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Tonight, and you know, there's been a lot of conversation on both ends of the spectrum when it comes to retiring. When I say that, I'm talking about the fact that we're about to have a whole bunch of baby boomers that are retiring or getting near retirement age in this country. And then you have the millennials coming up in the system. And what are they doing? Are they even thinking about retirement? I can tell you for sure, and I think I'm a pretty smart cookie. When I was 21, 22, 23, I really wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about other things. But boy, it would have been nice to get ahead of the curve and jump on that right away, right when I got out of school. And it seems that more and more millennials, as the term is, are just, they're lost when it comes to retirement. And on the other end of the spectrum, people who weren't as prepared and had to weather life's bumps now suddenly are fearing retirement, and do they have enough? So we've got somebody who can fill in the blanks for us. He's terrific. Ivan Sachs, wealth manager, knows all this kind of stuff. Kingsley Advisors, he's the CEO of that group. Ivan, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be with you.
Ivan, do you find that sometimes when people come to your office, it's kind of like that deer in the headlights look? They realize they could be on either end of the spectrum, but they realize maybe, let's say, they're getting close to retirement and they don't have enough money, and they're panicked and they're trying to figure out, geez, what can I do? How can I play catch up? And they're kind of beating themselves up as, what have I done? So what do you tell them? I mean, obviously, it's got to be a scary situation when they think, I don't have enough money. I have a lack of money for retirement.
There are a lot of people, unfortunately, that haven't got a clarity of purpose in their goals. And life runs about very quickly, you know, without us realizing in no time, we've hit the time where we may be 10 years or 15 years away from retirement. And many times you're at retirement age and you think, oh, what have I done? And some people have been fortunate because they've had company 401ks or some kind of savings plan, and that helps them out tremendously.
What do you advise? Do you think, do you tell people, if somebody comes in and they actually have a few, on the opposite end of that, they have a few years left, let's say they're in their 40s or maybe even early 50s, do you tell them to be aggressive as far as trying to catch up?
Absolutely. Now, aggressive, by aggressive I mean you have to start saving very aggressively. And by aggressively, I'm talking about generally, like, just to give you an idea, Kate, let's just say, for example, a person wants to have $40,000 per annum for retirement, and let's say you're starting at the age of 20.
Right.
And you put away just $5,000 a year, which is like what you put into an IRA. At the age of 65, you'll have about $100,000 left at age 90 if you start at 20. If you start at 25 and you do the exact same plan, you don't have enough money. Which shows that each year counts so much. Time is valuable. So in terms of, but to be optimistic, one can be a lot more aggressive when they're a little older in terms of just saving, sucking it away, and stop buying the you know, like the iPads or the extra iPad or the extra iPhone. You know, they're wonderful, but they don't help you in retirement.
Yeah, no kidding. So that's it. Part of it is just being smart about your spending, right?
Absolutely. You've got to, I think what one has to do is really pay oneself first. If there's one piece of advice I'd give people is just pay yourself first before you pay anybody else. In other words, even before you pay your mortgage, even before you pay anything else, pay yourself and then use the money afterwards to pay for your other expenses.
Yeah, so, you know, I've heard that expression before. Explain that to us, Ivan, because some people say, well, what are you talking about? I've got all these credit cards I have to pay off. I'm just trying to get them down, just trying to pay everything. When you say pay yourself, does that mean your living expenses and then other put all the money aside?
No.
In other words, no?
No, I'm saying the following. Look, what we have to, we're planning, all of us are planning. We're very optimistic people. We're optimistic in the fact that we are going to retire, and we want to retire at a certain point of time. So if we want something really a lot, we have to plan for that, and we have to say, okay, if I really want to be able to retire and have some money, I'm going to pay myself first. So I'm going to take 10% of whatever I earn, whatever. If I get an extra a bonus or if I'm just going to take 10% and put it into a savings account for myself before I pay my debt, before I pay anything. Because I'm the number one priority. I have to take care of myself because I can't rely upon anybody else.
Was so smart. But how many people really do that? That's the problem, right?
Well, we can start today. you know, Kate, I think the thing that I, you know, we had spoken a little earlier on about the idea of the millennium, the people starting at the age of 20.
Yeah.
I cannot emphasize enough. I would get on my knees right now, but you can't see because I'm not on television. I would beg you. Just to please open up a Roth IRA account. It has got such tremendous opportunity and possibility to it that I cannot even begin to tell you. The Roth IRA is only available to people who are making a little bit of money, and normally when you're just coming out of school, that's when it becomes applicable. And it's really the best vehicle that I know of, how people can really save and make money without having it be taxed until you retire.
Yeah, and then the same thing applies, as you're saying, the 10% or whatever you can put in there, at least you're getting stuff put away. Because I think, Ivan, that sometimes this is what we think. I'm smart. I'm on a great career track. I'm going
right.
to, once I hit it, because I'm going to make millions, once I hit it and I get all those bonuses, man, I'm going to Ivan. I'm dumping all the money in there and I'm golden. But then it takes longer than you think. Life gets in the way. Things happen. And because you haven't been doing it, you're not used to doing it, you don't do it. Is that a pretty much an accurate scenario sometimes?
I would say it's an accurate scenario. And, it really does require discipline. It requires a discipline and a focus to say, you want to know something? I am important. But not so much I'm important. My family is important. And there's no one else that I can go to. And I've got to be responsible taking care of my family. And I'm going to save as much as I possibly can. And hopefully find, you know, the right investments to put my money in so that it can grow while I'm sleeping.
Oh, that's a key phrase.
Because you've got your job that you're going to, but then the money that you save, you want that to be working for you at the same time.
Yeah. That's kind of like the other thing is what I've talked to other people that have said, you know, one of the things that you can try to do is we live in a world of entrepreneurs. So if there's something that you can do where you get so-called mailbox money, you can take that money, whatever it is, your skill, your expertise. A lot of times people have money sitting on the table that they don't realize because it's something that they're very valuable at doing, and they can use that to help grow, especially if they're behind. Do you think that's pretty accurate, if you can take that mailbox money and just shove it into, as you say, the
Absolutely.
Roth IRA?
Just fill in that IRA the whole time. Just put in as much money as you. Look, unfortunately, they don't allow us to put in too much, but if one were to put in the $5,000 or $5,500 that you can put in each year, it really does build up, because hopefully none of the earnings or profits that you're making in there is taxable at all. So
right. It
grows rapidly, a lot quicker than if it were just in a taxable account. And there's a few little precautions that help you not to take the money out. I would advise not even thinking about taking the money out.
Yeah, and you say, you know, when we're talking about taxable money and what you're putting in and all that kind of stuff, difference between the Roth and the traditional IRA, it's better if Roth on the younger side, or it just depends on your situation?
Well, this is how it works. It's really not too complicated. When you're dealing with a Roth IRA, that's normally after-tax dollars. So let's say that I earn $50,000 a year, mm-hmm. and I keep $40,000 of it, because the other $10,000 is taxes. I take $2,000 of the $40,000 or $5,000, and I put it into a Roth IRA, and I've already paid my taxes on it, and I never have to pay tax on any of that money again when I take it out.
Ah.
On the other hand, mm-hmm. with a regular IRA, you are allowed to take it off as a deduction off your income. So let's say I made $50,000. I can take $5,000 off that $50,000, and I only have to pay tax on $45,000. And then I put it into a regular IRA, but then that does become taxable
mm-hmm.
after, you know, when you withdraw it.
Right. So
it's just a tremendous one, but you do have limitations. Like if, let's say, for example, you earn more than $140,000 a year, about that amount, you can't mm-hmm. open up a Roth IRA. That's why when you're young, you've got to start it off, because that can just be working for you in your background.
Right. I hope people are listening that are young, that are right now taking Ivan's advice, because it's so easy to think that you're a dreamer and you think that everything's going to work out fine, but why not get ahead of things, and then you don't have to have that panicky feeling as you get older. Ivan, this was just great information. We'd love to have you back on again. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Unfortunately, the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and of course we know the whole story there, 26 people killed in all, 20 first graders, 6 teachers, educators, if you will, and what a year it's been, and we've talked to many people surrounding what happened in Newtown and how rough it was really in the beginning and even now at this point, and especially you think it happened right before the holidays, and here we go again. We're almost into holidays one more time. In the wings, pleased to welcome to America Tonight Richard Hardwood. He's the founder and president of the Hardwood Institute for Public Innovation, and he's an expert in helping communities like Newtown to deal with incredibly difficult changes. And Richard actually helped a 28-person task force there really try to grapple, and I guess that's an interesting word to use because that's what it's like, with this kind of issue. So for several weeks this past spring, Richard was there, listened as parents of Sandy Hook, first graders, business people, etc., stepped forward to talk about concerns and the school site. Remember the tearing down the school site and all that kind of stuff. Richard, thanks for coming on the show.
You bet. It's good to be with you.
So when you first got the call and this all happened, I mean, obviously this, you are the expert, as I said, in doing this. What's the first thing that you think of? I mean, it was just so shocking when we all saw that. What do you do, in other words, when you're heading down into this situation, knowing that there are people just hanging on by a thread, in a sense, emotionally? What are the kinds of things that you're telling them, or you know you're going to tell them, when as you're heading down to Connecticut?
Well, you know, the first thing is, you know, for someone in my role, which was to help design and lead the, as you mentioned, the 28-person task force, is to give people a sense of security that, and a sense of safety that we can actually work through an issue that, as you know, and your listeners know, is gut-wrenching, is it's a horrific situation. It's really inexplicable. And it's really to give people a sense that, you know, as hard as this is going to be, I'm going to create a process by which we can try to move through this and try to make a decision and deal with the emotional content that's really here. And that first and foremost was my primary responsibility as I headed to Connecticut thinking about how we might do this.
So you're there and you're there for a while. And, is it a process where you try to, as you're piecing things together, are people sharing? Is it good in these kind of, unbelievably traumatic situations to share, to, for lack of a better way to describe it, get it out?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, there was a lot of trepidation, as you can imagine, when we began this conversation. And, you know, look, there was a debate in the community about whether or not we should have even been having this conversation at this time. There were any number of people in the community who felt we should wait a year or so before actually trying to figure out what to do. So initially there was trepidation as we got into the process and we started talking about this. And we, you know, for some people, I think this looked like it was going to be a discussion about a school building. But, you know, as we got into it even more, I think people started to realize that this was much more than about a school building. It was really about whether or not the community was ready, willing, and able to pivot in a sense from a sense of trauma and despair to healing and hope. And so as the conversation evolved during this process, there was a point at which it looked like it might break down, which I can tell you about. And at that point, it became much more emotional, much more gut-wrenching, much more of a sense of, are we really ready to engage with this issue? And are we really ready to have the conversation that we really need to have here? And at that point in the process, it became very difficult.
Yeah, so when you got deeper into it, because then you're actually, it's got to be a weird feeling, because in one way, probably some people feel like it would be a monument or a memorial, perhaps, to what happened there, and others think, ugh, that's a reminder that we should really move forward and we should tear it down and rebuild. Is that kind of what it comes down to?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think what it really came down to, Kate, is that we had announced, really, at the fourth meeting we were going to make a decision. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, all sorts of news outlets had reported on it. And so there were hundreds of people at the meeting. But right before the meeting, we had met in our only closed-door session that we had at all with a group of teachers who really had been traumatized by this event and who recounted all of their experiences to the task force members. And when we came out of that back into the public session, it was clear that the task force was in no condition to make a decision that night, and I announced that we wouldn't. And I think at that point, when we came back into the fifth meeting, I think what people really had to come to grips with was there is no perfect solution to an imperfect, horrific situation, that the only perfect solution would be to turn back the clock to December 13th of the previous year, and that they had to come to grips with not simply about the school building, but as a community, that they would try to move forward as best that they could. And that was actually a phrase that people kept saying in that fifth meeting, that we've come to the recognition of the realization that this is our reality, and that at this point we need to try to simply make the best decision that we can and try to move forward.
Yeah, and then in once that's decided, and then you have to climb over that wall, and once all of that happened, and as you said, it popped all over the news, and everybody was debating, was this the right thing to do, and, you know, maybe you should keep it, or then maybe you should tear it down. But once that happened, you got through that fifth meeting and whatnot, then did it seem like with the task force that you had assembled that, boom, okay, we're all on board, so whatever the outside world says, we're doing this?
You know, it's interesting. when we started this process, it appeared as though the community was split about what to do, whether or not to keep the school, tear it down and rebuild, or go to another site. And we looked at 40 other sites, Kate, to think about what to do. When we came through the fifth meeting, it was interesting because it appeared as though there still might be the split, but ultimately it was a unanimous decision to raise the existing building and to rebuild on that site. And again, as I was saying, I think at that point, everyone had come to this realization that we are where we are. This is probably the best solution that we have. Even the people who didn't agree with that solution, I remember them saying at the time, we don't agree with it, but for the good of the community, we need to stick together. And so we will join, you know, it was about a third of the task force. We will join the other two-thirds of the task force so that we can make this a unanimous decision so that we have a united front moving forward as a community. And it was one of the most moving experiences I've had in 30 years of doing this work. And the greatest signs of compassion that I've seen demonstrated in terms of people really listening to each other and trying to figure out what's the best thing for the community as opposed to what's my position on this issue.
Wow. Once that happens, you feel that, then everything moves forward. The demolition started, I guess, just a couple of months ago. Do you know much about the reaction now at this point? Because, hey, you make the decision, and then you go forward, and then you have to deal with the decision. Has it been pretty good?
You know, I think it's been pretty good, but as you know, that was the first public decision that people needed to make. And for me, it was the first, and what people said to me in Newtown, it was the first step forward of the community really being clear that they want to be on a journey of healing. But right after that, you know, there was a debate that broke out about the distribution of funds to people who were affected by this. Then, you know, as you know, just a couple of weeks ago, the state's attorney report came out that really detailed exactly what happened blow by blow in the school that day. Then just last week, the 911 tape came out from the dispatcher calls. And at each turn, you know, this community has had to withstand these tremendous body blows. And again, what I've taken away from this experience in knowing people there and talking to them and staying in touch and continuing to work with them is the kind of resilience that this community has exhibited, the kind of compassion, the sticking together, and really the, if I can say this, the affirmation of the human spirit that they've really demonstrated to the rest, to themselves first and foremost, and then to the rest of us in the rest of the country.
Yeah, what a great way, what a great thing, a great sentiment to say the affirmation. Finally, you know, here we are, so we're close to the holidays, so that's going to open those wounds. And what do you do to try to help people close up those wounds? I guess I don't know that you can ever do that, but here we are because with the Christmas trees and the things and the toys and all that, especially with children, that has to open that up.
Yeah, you know, I think what the folks in Newtown, you know, sent us really clear signals about this, which is, you know, their wounds are still there. There is no schedule or timetable for a healing process. And I think what they've said to the rest of the country is, please give us some space. If you want to mark this anniversary, what we recommend is for you to demonstrate a small act of kindness to someone you know or maybe someone you don't know, and that's the best way to mark this one-year occasion. And let us, in the meantime, those of us who live in Newtown, let us continue on our journey to heal.
Yeah. All right, Richard Hardwood, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight, and certainly we'll keep all those people carrying around in our hearts. Just don't go down to Newtown. Give them some space, as Richard said. Richard, thanks.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Huber punts it. Antonio Brown comes up, takes it at his own 33. Little juke step up over the 35 to 40, the 45 to 50.
Get out of it! He's out of play! There we go! Antonio Brown is gone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown!
On first down, play action for Clemens. Dumps it right flat. Caught by Mark. 30, 25. Breaks the tackle. 20, 15. Speed to the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, Mark, are you kidding? Oh, what a spectacular run after the catch. 31 yards, Corey Harkins.
Kaepernick will play fake to Gore, or to Hunter, rather, drops, drifting to his left, going a deep shot for Vernon. Way down the field in the end zone. He got it. Touchdown, 49ers. Perfect throw from Kaepernick to Vernon Davis.
Takes the snap, drops back, well protected, has time, fires over the middle, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Captain Munnerlin. He runs right at the 35, at the 30. There he goes to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Carolina. Picked it thrown by Geno Smith.
Newton takes the screen to the right, throws one to the other side. It's D'Angelo Williams off to the races. 35, 40, 45, 50 across midfield. He beats two Jets. D'Angelo Williams, touchdown.
They're going to throw it down the right sideline for Charles. He makes the catch at the right side. Puts it back left. 35, 30. Angling left. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs formation, the Raiders, for a long touchdown play on third down and one. And Charles finds the promised land for the fifth time in the game.
It's second down and 5. Back goes Kaepernick under a rush.
Steps up. He is going deep. He's got Jennings in stride at the 10. Touchdown!
Play fake to throw. Jay finds the pocket. Hit high in the head as he throws it. Downfield, jump ball up in the air.
Oh, and shot! Knocked the ball to one! It was a total jump ball. Touchdown there! Elshon just went up there and got the ball.
Dolphins with wide splits on that defensive line. Four-man front. Brady extends the hands. Takes the snap. Tom looking right. Firing right. The ball's going to be intercepted in the end zone. Thomas picked it off. The newest of Dolphins.
action with 2 seconds to go.
Yeah, what a crazy week it was. Week 15 in the NFL. Thanks to Matt Johnson for that great re-rack. And I'll tell you, it was like blowouts. Seattle 23-0 over the Giants. The Giants, what has happened to them? The Dallas Cowboys had a 23-6 lead at the halfway point, and they blew it. The Packers beat them in the end, 37-36. They can still possibly be in the playoffs. And then you had Atlanta over Washington, 27-26. RG3 is not the signal caller. Kirk Cousins is in instead. He does a great job, but they lose anyway. And how about the Dolphins? You heard that there. The Miami beats New England 24-20. So much for all the controversy that was hurting the Miami Dolphins, because the Flying Fish are thick in the middle of things. Kansas City clinches a playoff spot. They slam Oakland to the ground 56-31. And there were so many other games worth talking about, like St. Louis beating New Orleans 27-16. Possibility that, who knows how they play it out, that New Orleans could be a wild card. They certainly weren't looking that way before. And it all started with San Diego in the beginning of the week, Thursday, beating Denver 27-20. Matt, you were watching these football games, and how about your Vikings beating the Philadelphia Eagles, pounding them?
Yeah, I think it's been, man, I don't know, but the last 5 weeks for the Vikings, they always do something that's just unpredictable that nobody would ever see it coming. And I don't,
right.
I don't know what to make of this team anymore, because it's just topsy-turvy. I mean, you go back and look at the beginning of the year, they lost all these games in the last seconds. And if they win those games, they're right in the playoff hunt, because nobody in the NFC North can win.
No kidding. They would have been in the middle of it. You're right. And they certainly are. But they're, excuse me, wild to watch them.
The
what
NFC
do you think
North
happens in the...
And the NFC East are just the division that nobody wants
terrible.
To win.
Yeah,
all
those absolutely.
Teams keep losing. I don't get
I
it.
I know. I don't get it either. I mean, it's Chicago. What happens with Green Bay? What it's wild.
Yeah, it is.
Wild. It's unpredictable.
Yeah, I mean, the NFC West with San Francisco and Seattle, and then the NFC South with Carolina and the Saints. Those are like the four kind of big teams in the NFC. Everyone else is just, I don't know, I think an 8-18 is going to make the playoffs.
Well, which is crazy, because that is so mediocre, and to have a team that's just 8-8 get in. But that you're right, I think that's going to be the case for sure. Now, we knew heading into the season the AFC looked so superior, but I wouldn't have predicted this. And again, some strange finishes. You know, the Bears, once one more time, the Bears pull it out against Cleveland, and Cutler this time is in, and they win and put themselves in a position where they're part of that mix that you're talking about.
That was a risky play there, moving back to Cutler, and I think a lot of the fans in Chicago during the first half of that game were probably wondering
what
Mark Trestman was thinking by benching McCown, who has been just playing lights out the last, 2-3 weeks, and bringing Cutler back in. And, you know, he threw a couple of picks early, and I think at least one of them was returned for a touchdown. He wasn't playing that well, and then came back and made that great pass to Alshon Jeffrey, who's been playing really well lately. And I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I think the end of the year, the Bears and the Packers are playing each other in the final game of the season, and that the winner of that game will probably decide who goes to the playoffs out of the NFC North.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the AFC is, you know, look what happens with Miami beating New England, but they're 8-6. New England's 10-4 in the AFC East. In the AFC North, Cincinnati on top of Baltimore, they've got a 9-5 record. Baltimore 7-6 after winning the Super Bowl last time around. Then you look at the AFC South, Indianapolis 9-5. They're in, though, because look at their division. And I mentioned Kansas City in the AFC West. Denver and Kansas City both have clinched spots. So the AFC clearly had some of the more superior teams, and we knew that. And a lot of people think the script is written that it's going to be Seattle and Denver in the Super Bowl in New York City. But I don't know. There could be a surprise. It depends on, I think we can't fill in the blanks with some of these other teams. If you ask me, I would pick those two teams, though, as well. And then that storyline of Peyton Manning and can he handle a wet ball because his cold weather affect him so much because we've seen before in the playoffs. Or is that, do you just toss that aside? Matt, what do you think? Do you still like Seattle and Denver possibly as the two teams in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I do. And the one thing, you brought up the Patriots and how they lost again in the final seconds.
Yeah.
And if you go back through their season this year, it is absolutely crazy how many times they have won or lost the game on the final play or one of the final plays. Like, their season has been determined almost every game on the last, like, minute of play. And you can go through all their games, whether they won or lost them. And it's just the final play, the final possession, and I don't know. Sometimes Tom Brady pulls it out. Sometimes they don't. And sometimes they get the benefit of it where, what was it, against the Broncos where Welker fumbled the punt. Then you have the Panthers. They get that, they pick up the flag so they don't get the win there. They have the overtime, or was it an overtime or a final win against the Patriots or the Bills where they kick a field goal at the end. There are all these
overtime,
crazy plays. Yeah, the Patriots and the Browns, that game too. I mean, if you're living in the Boston area, you may need to get a new pacemaker.
Yeah, and of course, starting the season, you had Aaron Hernandez thrown in jail, the whole murder charges hanging over his head, but he was such a big part of that offense. And then you have Gronkowski going down. Gronk goes down, and that's a frightening thing. First he's not in the first couple of games, then he goes out for the last couple of games. And heading into the season, I don't know that I, without thinking Aaron Hernandez before all that happened, I would have definitely pegged the Patriots to absolutely be a competitive team that could have been there in the end for sure.
So I got their schedule out just to look at it, and just a quick glance here. They've only had two games that have been decided by more than one score.
That's crazy.
That is,
and 15 weeks of football. That is nuts. What happens in the next two games? We'll watch. We'll see. We'll see what the spread is for the New England Patriots. All right, Matt, thanks for that. Don't forget, we do the Nail the Score thing on Thursday in our third hour, the last two segments. All you have to do is call once we announce the game, tell us who you think's going to win, what the final score is going to be, or send it to us at americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.